how did you come up with the idea of mixing the layers of reality and the filming, which is kind of like a fictional layer on top of the, his real life, that he's turning his own life into fiction,
yeah,
and then combining that with the suicide theme and the sexual theme? It's
Well, we always conceived of, I mean, we conceived of the movie from the beginning that Archie would have lots of different cameras.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the movie would basically grow out of Archie's point of view. I mean, the one thing that we really grappled with was, should there be an objective camera? And there is an objective camera in the picture. We chose to have an objective camera because we thought it would make the movie kind of more accessible and more of a narrative story. But if you analyze how the objective camera is used, and I don't know of another movie that tried this, and it was the biggest challenge, you don't really notice the objective camera. And that's because we shot it verite style on a digital media. It's a slightly better digital media. And then Archie has so many cameras up his sleeve. And, you know, and when we shot the principal photography of the picture, we conceived that there would be like an A through H camera. And we had all these Excel sheets about like every camera was really, really well thought out and motivated and what format it would be. Because if you look, he mixes media totally. I mean, some of the footage is downloaded from the net. Some of the footage is high-end HD and high-end film. We wanted to mix that all together so that you wouldn't notice the objective camera. You would forget about the objective camera. And the beginning of the picture, which is very frenetic, is structured to kind of make that happen. Because he throws everything at you. And frankly, when you're inside Archie's room, the objective camera is his camera. It doesn't make a difference. So then you hit that scene in the school where all of a sudden there is an objective camera. But then you realize there's kids all in the classes that have cameras. So it's like, well, maybe the camera came from there. So then you're not thinking about it. And then you're in the story, and boom, you don't notice the objective camera. And it's not until way late in the movie that there is no Archie camera in a scene. Well, the first scene that there's no Archie camera in is at the towards the end of the picture in the funeral. If you think about it, he doesn't have a camera there. And hopefully you hit it, and you're just kind of like, I'm just watching the movie. I'm in the story, and you don't think about the objective camera. So it was a very kind of complicated thing, but then again, we always intended to do it that way. And then in terms of layers, we knew what we were up against. We have more layers in our film. I mean, there's sometimes when we cut the picture in Final Cut Pro, there's some kinds when there's about 50 layers of video and 95 layers of audio, all on the timeline at the same time. And Final Cut is not supposed to be able to handle that. And frankly, it didn't handle it very well. And then when we actually mastered the movie, we took it out of Final Cut. And we put the picture in something called the Pablo, which is made by a company called Quantel. It's like the highest end box you can use for digital intermediate. The guy who colored it with us, was the guy who did like Man on Fire. I mean, he's one of the best colorists in Hollywood. But the funny thing was that my daughter, when she was 19, was the one sitting with him the whole time. We kept coming in and out, you know, telling him what we wanted. Which she knew because she did the post with us. And then, because we were busy doing the audio, and we did the same thing with the audio. We took all that, like, 95 layers of audio and went to Sony, and the guy who mixed Angels and Demons, he did Spider-Man, he did it auteur, alone. He did everything. You know, he mixed it, he did the sound design with us, which we had already prepared for him. You know, we kind of realized that wherever we went, we needed people to behave as auteur artists, because we live by WWAD, what would Archie do? We wanted to do everything just how Archie would do it, and that's why one guy did the visual effects. He was 22 when he started. One guy did the animation. He was 23 years old, and you know, we wanted it totally auteur, just like Archie would do, just like you could do. Do you know what I mean? We wanted it to be something that like pretty much any young digital artist could do that and have the tools. We didn't use any special tools, you know, beyond mastering the picture.